Hello and welcome. I'm sure if you've heard about May 21st, 2011, and if you've taken this information seriously, which you should, because the information regarding the rapture, which will occur on May 21 in 2011, is not coming from any kind of supernatural source. It was not based on a dream or a vision. No one received a tongue or had a dream or a nightmare where they saw May 21 circled in red on a calendar. No, it's not based on any of that. If it were, we could immediately dismiss it because we know that God has given us His Word, the Bible, and when He finished writing the book, in the last book, Revelation, and in the last chapter, He told us, do not add or subtract from this Word. This is it. This is the complete Word of God. And so the information about May 21st is not coming from anywhere outside of the Bible. It is coming directly from the Bible. Now that means that people who profess to be Christians ought to give it a fair hearing. They should, according to the scriptures themselves, be like the Bereans, who the Lord identifies as being noble, and check the scriptures to see if it's so. But many are not honestly receiving this information and checking it out in the Bible. They're right off the bat turning away from it, ignoring it, avoiding it. And that we could say that God's people would not do, because the source is correct. It is the Bible, and only the Bible, and that is the Word of God, and therefore it should be examined and it should be evaluated for trustworthiness. And if anyone does do so, well, then they would find much biblical evidence, conclusive biblical evidence, that May 21st in 2011 will be the date of the rapture, followed by 5 months of torment for all those left behind, and then finally on October 21st in 2011, the end of the world and the end of all of the unsaved that are left behind. Now, if you have been hearing this information and there's an interest in you, and there should be, for the sake of self-preservation, an individual really should have an interest in finding out more and finding out if there's any way of escaping this awful judgment that is coming upon the world. And so I'm sure, because the Lord is saving a great multitude of people during these last days of the Great Tribulation up until May 21st, that there are many in the drawing process where the Lord is dealing with many people. And there could be many also that are feeling very uneasy, very troubled in their minds, disturbed about how they've lived their life and the things they've done. And you know, this isn't a bad reaction. That is a right reaction. It would remind us of the Ninevites. When they heard the news that they only had 40 days, they did not continue on with business as normal, but they responded by crying out to the Lord, and the life of their city was interrupted for a period of time, and the Lord spared them and delivered them, and so too he could deliver others in our day, and he will save a great many. Well, if you're in this situation, what are you to do? Well, the Bible gives us a principle that will apply from now until the end of the world. And that principle can be seen in the book of Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 6 and verse 7. Be careful for nothing. And the word careful is an old English word that means anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, even the end of the world. Be anxious for nothing. We're fast approaching this date. The time we have left will quickly fly by, and it would be very easy to get nervous and fearful and supremely anxious about this approaching date for the end. But the Lord gives us information here that comes from the mouth of wisdom, from His mouth Himself. And instead of biting our nails and trembling, yes, we will tremble. We work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But how do we work it out? This is part of working it out. We go to God. We go to the Lord in everything by prayer. And so if we find ourselves so maybe down, so troubled in mind, we can go to God and pray, Oh Lord, have mercy on me, and I beseech you to save me, and please bless your word that I'm hearing to my heart, and make me one of thine elect. Grant me repentance unto life. Grant me your mercy and your grace that I don't deserve, and I could never earn, but only for Christ's sake, may you have mercy on me. And when you come, may I enter in like the five wise virgins, and may I ascend up into heaven and not be left behind. Oh, Father, I fear this. I worry about this. I am anxious that I might be left behind. Will you not, O Lord, grant me the peace with you that only comes through salvation in Christ, peace of mind, a peace that cannot be taken away, peace that passes all understanding. Please grant me this peace in my soul. And you see how we can pray to God? You see how we can cry out to Him in our anxiety, in our anxious fears, and we can cast our care upon Him and pray that He might care for us. And you know, maybe the next day, like once again, we're feeling anxious and worried and careful, and we can do it again and again. Actually, would this not be a good way of spending our time, of leading into this coming day of the Lord's wrath? And we can just continue beseeching the Lord and crying out, O Lord, even though you slay me, I will trust in you. Where can I go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. I cannot and I will not run to any other source. Only you, O Lord, are the rock, and may I be found standing upon you and not upon a house of sand.